This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn, today,
Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave. Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
We did it!
Thank God it's Friday!
To the extreme, right one's hotter than a candle. Freedom to speak, believe religion, and a symbol. Dance to amendment number 2. Killing communism like a poisonous mushroom. Barely. Right to keep and bear weaponry. But do this as a kid, misdemeanor or a felony. Love it or leave it in your home, you may lay. But right, 3 soldiers in your house cannot stay. If there's a problem, yo, we'll solve it. Check out the book, Bojangles Madison revolves it.
Oh yeah, rights, baby. The Bill of Rights, baby. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show, holiday weekend edition. I know it's all holiday in December, isn't it? But it's the freedom holiday, the ultimate freedom holiday, the Bill of Rights 226-year anniversary, December 15th, 1791. Super Don, where did that, like, rights, baby come from? I mean, I don't think Vanilla Ice did that.
Well, it's rather encouraging. If you go on YouTube, if you want to spend several hours of your day browsing through different versions and parodies of the Bill of Rights songs that classes like civics classes and stuff like that, apparently they put together these school projects for kids and said, make a song about the Bill of Rights. And they put them all on YouTube. And there's this reams and reams and reams of these songs
that you can go through. Yeah. That was actually pretty
good one.
Creative. Yeah, yeah. Just got a good beat, of course. You got to have a good beat with the Bill of Rights because we got to beat back tyranny. But, folks, the Bill of Rights will not protect you from tyranny. It will not stop a bullet. You hold it up, and it's not going to do anything unless you're willing to live. The reality of what the Bill of Rights left us is just a guidepost, if you will, to say, you know what? You don't like tyranny? You have a Declaration of Independence. We did this Constitution thing. We put the first 10 amendments together because some of the founding fathers were a bit concerned that it wasn't detailed enough in terms of exhaustive enumeration of the rights that were yours by virtue of your birth, that which created you, not government, but God. And yet, there were others who were concerned that if we put 10 in there, that somebody someday in government would say, well, those are the only 10 rights you have because those are the only ones listed. And we have, I'm just going to say this, the 10 amendments, the first 10 amendments, Bill of Rights, not an exhaustive list of your rights. In fact, what those first 10 amendments did was to specifically prohibit government from violating the rights that they acknowledged in those that were not exhaustive. And I think people think, right, constitutional rights are rights granted to you by the Constitution. It is so wrong. It is not grant. No rights are granted to you by the Constitution. Your rights are yours by virtue of your birth, by virtue of your creation. And unless you believe you're a child of government, there is no way the government can grant you any rights, only privileges that it can take away. But if it can get you to agree to convert your rights into privileges, just in a kind of a legal fiction type scenario, then you find yourself 2017 modern day America. Super D, I don't think people still know to this day what rights are as opposed to privileges. That's why Michael Badnarik's book, Good to Be King, A Foundation for Our Constitutional Freedoms, is so critical. Chapter 2 on the difference between rights and privileges, available still free for download. And it's in the show notes today. Thank you, Super D.
You are welcome. And, you know, it's interesting because I think it's like the meaning of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights over the years has change just because people are people, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, as new generations and new Congress and government has come into place and different administrations, it's been altered and tweaked and criticized and weakened. And it's almost like a game of telephone, right? It started off this mm-hmm. way, but over the years, as it went from person to person to person, today, a lot of people don't understand mm-hmm. what it's about. And even, I mean, I don't want to start off Obama bashing.
Go ahead.
But I think we talked about this maybe a few years ago. There was an interview that Obama did on a local radio station when he was, I think he was just I don't even think he was a senator at the time. He may have been, but he basically, and I'm paraphrasing here because I don't have the exact quote in front of me, but he talked about how the Constitution is like a negative charter.
Yeah.
Of rights.
Right.
And, you know, talking about how that they kind of screwed up and because they didn't include the things that government is obligated to do.
Right.
You know, and it's just interesting because, you know, when they wrote the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, they were, you know, if you understand the context and the history behind it, you know, they were writing these things to protect you.
Yes. They were definitive positive and to say, you know what, government, do not violate these rights.
They were trying to put a governor, right?
Yeah, on government.
On government itself. Yeah.
Exactly right. So it's so precise in your presentation there. And, of course, Barack, constitutional not scholar Obama, not a big fan of his perspective on the Constitution. Remember, folks, again, rights come from God, not government. Or you want to say nature or nature's God, as it was referred to as well. That's cool. Let's quickly go through this because, you know, the Bill of Rights, you know, people might have heard of the First Amendment. They don't realize. And I often reference that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Now, that to me, again, says that the government shall not sanction a state-sanctioned religion, make one above any other, that we would have the freedom to choose how we want to believe and live our lives according to those beliefs. Now, of course, there's freedom of speech and the press, peaceable assembly, petition for the government for redress of grievances. There's so many of these things that are not in effect right now or are violated right now, particularly, as I've said, the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, which is the state religion. Right? Second Amendment, well-regulated militia being necessary to security of a free state. Comma, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So a lot of folks are saying, well, no, that's only if you're a well-regulated militia. No, no, no. Because rights are not group rights. There's no such thing as a group right. You only have rights as an individual. That's why I get annoyed with collectivism because people say, you have rights because you're gay. You have rights because you're a woman. No, you have rights because you're a creation of the Creator. You exist. You have rights, not because of a group identity or a political identity, and the right to keep and bear arms is an individual right, not a right derived by membership in a club, okay? And I think that's very important. Amendment 3, a lot of people don't think, and we don't talk about it much, but quartering of soldiers, that they can't just show up at your house and say, we're taking over. We're in a time, you know, you're not, even in a time of war, you don't get to live in my house unless I allow you to do so. That is a property right. Right. And this is, you know, all rights derived from property. If you go back and read Michael Badnarik's book, Fourth Amendment, unreasonable search and seizures. You talk about that. We already have violations of that. And we've had it for a long time, particularly with the NSA spying. So, you know, in many ways, the First Amendment's been violated. The Second Amendment has been violated. The Third, you could argue, well, where are the quartering of soldiers happening right now? Fourth Amendment, yes, already violated. Fifth Amendment, no person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment of indictment or indictment of a grand jury, right? That you have a right to trial by jury, that kind of concept. You shall have due process, right? Due process is critical here. And in many ways, what do they call those things? Confiscatory, when they get a drug bust and they immediately take your property and good luck fighting to get it back, right?
Oh, right.
There's no due process there.
Right.
Amendment 6 is the speedy trial. Okay, I jumped ahead. But Amendment 7, in suits of common law. Do we even know what common law is anymore, Super Don? That's the right
you
to trial.
You don't hear about it
well.
Very often, no. The only time I think I've ever heard anybody talk about common law was when it comes to marriage.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, I'm floating through these things really fast, and I apologize, but I want to squeeze it into our first segment here today. So 6 and 7, you kind of weave in and out, and you go, oh, there's some crossover there. But right to trial by jury, but we don't even know what common law is. Now, I was married under the common law because I had a declaration of a covenant of celestial marriage, we called it, and filed it. Didn't ask for permission because it's a right I have to contract. Amendment 8, excessive bail, right? Cruel and unusual punishment scenarios. Amendment 9, this is a very important one, too. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. This is one that said, this list is not an exhaustive list. There are other rights not listed here, and they shall not be violated. How about the rights of a parent to care for their children without encumbrance, without being medically kidnapped? How about that? There are other religious rights that we would say in there. In Amendment 10, one of our favorites, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Case in point, why 29, perhaps 30 states momentarily in the District of Columbia have told the feds to pound sand on cannabis. And boy, we've got a cannabis update. We've got explanation for a concern I had in Iowa. One of our friends who was raided by the local police there and confiscated all of their CBD. We'll get into that in a moment. Question of the day as well coming up related to silver. We've got Doc Newsom. We'll talk about multivitamins, all kinds of good stuff here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don, we got about a minute before first break. I ran through those quickly because I wanted to get through the first 10. But do you have any other commentary, anything I should go into more depth on before we break here?
Yeah. I mean, the one thing that popped into my head when you were talking about search and seizure, right?
Yes, unreasonable.
You know, it's just when the Constitution, the Bill of Rights were written and ratified, there was no internet. There was no digital age. And so this is like, you know, when you're talking about the NSA and stuff like that, this is where you start getting into problems.
Yeah.
Where it's not like they literally break into your house and go over to your computer, right? It's all done electronically, and especially with all the new technology that's coming out, it's just, what a mess.
Yes.
You know, it's like, what do you do?
Well, you stand on principle, and what is that principle? And it may expand into new technologies, but the principles don't change, and that's what people often, you know, have lost sight of. That these are foundational principles that do not change even with the times because they're rights inherent by virtue of your birth. That does not change because we have an internet. Folks, we've got a lot more healing to go. Bill of Rights Day on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Questions from you. We got Josh Hendricks from CV Sciences. We got Doc Newsom and more on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, robertscottbell.com.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Super D, I want to do 2 hours on the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. That's all I want to do today. Now, I'm just, it just got me fired up.
Well, you know, if you haven't got enough of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, you can obviously go over to the 10th Amendment Center, which we've got the article on the birthday of the Bill of Rights linked over there, as well as Michael Bednarik's website, too, right?
Yes. Yeah. We mentioned the chapter 2 of Good to Be King, which is the difference between rights and privileges. And I think before you listen to any more shows after today, I encourage you to download that and read it, or else I might not let you back on to listen to it.
That's your homework for the weekend.
That's so important, the difference between rights and privileges. And folks, you know, the main violations that we talk about more frequently than anything are the rights to heal. And that doesn't mean the right to put a gun to the doctor's head or a government gun to force them to take care of you. That's not a right, because you violated the rights of others to engage in what you perceive to be a right. The right to engage the services of someone who you want to help you, if they choose to help you, or if you want to help another, that is a right. Again, it's engaged by a contract under the common law. You enter into an agreement. It's not that complicated, folks. But what is sometimes is the science surrounding the things we choose to use to heal us, even if, and especially if, the government says, not so fast, you don't get to do that, whether it's CBD or maybe even silver.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, so our first question of the day comes from Annie, and it does relate to silver. I love silver questions, especially when they get into details that I don't often dive into. You know, from the generalities and the protocols I like to bring out, occasionally there are details that you have and you bring to my attention, and it's time to go through them again. So Annie says, there's some information floating around on the internet. Oh no, that bodes well, right? And what does it say, Annie? It says that colloidal silver should be stored in plastic, not glass, due to the transference of silver to the glass. Is this true? Well, 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 this is interesting.
This is interesting. I've never heard this question before.
No, no one's asked it. I've referenced it, the reasons why I'm going to answer the way I answer, but it's actually half true. The half true is the transference of silver onto the glass. The wrong half of that is, well, because of that, we need to store it in plastic because it destroys the integrity of that colloidal silver state, in fact. So why do I want silver stored in glass if you're going to use colloidal silver or hydrosol? So that we do not leach things into the colloid, into the suspension that would degrade the functional efficacy, the energy, that vital part that is the active state of silver, the ion, and neutralize it. We would rather, over time, see that some of the active state of silver would play out on the glass because it wouldn't destroy the integrity of the function of the product. It would take a 10 ppm product down to 9.7 over the, a number of years. A little bit would come out, but the integrity of everything left would be intact, the active state of silver. Whereas if you do, as Annie is referencing, what she heard on the internet, because they take half of the truth, and they go, all right, based on that, well, let's put it in plastic, right? Well, what are you going to do? The opposite. And it ain't a good opposite. Because you're going to take some of these plasticizers, the things that are helping to bind and make this gunky stuff a kind of a semi-solid that contains things, and you're going to start leaching from the aggressive state, the electrical state of a colloid with ions. You're going to start pulling plasticizer, the nasty stuff in, and it's going to be a debris-laden field of some suspended silver, but a lot of it now no longer in its active state. It's been neutralized by its contact with other substances. Mm-hmm. So it just makes plain no sense to say, well, because some of it might play out over time on the glass, let's put it in plastic and that won't happen, but you're bringing debris into it.
So a 10 ppm would go down to a 9.7. In what period of time are we talking about?
You're talking years.
So, yeah. So, I mean, okay. So, yeah, if you store it, you don't use it, and it sits there for a number of years, and perhaps the potency may go down 0.3%.
Yeah, and even if it goes down 10%. What's the, you've still got a viable product. We know that silver works at parts per billion. For goodness sake, it, you know, it's purifying the water on the International Space Station at that level. So it's not a disaster. Also, she asked, are homemade colloidal silver generators safe to use? Well, they're safe in terms of, they're not going to kill you, but they could result in discoloration of your skin, argyria, because you have no earthly idea the debris field you're creating. You don't know what the quality of the silver electrodes are. Are they 3-9s, 4-9s? They're certainly not 5-9s. And what is the quality of your water? Is there salt? Are there proteins? And if you look at this visually under electron microscopy, you'll say, oh, I understand why people turn blue making it at home. So I don't recommend it unless the zombie apocalypse hits. All right, Annie, stand by. We'll be back with Josh Hendricks talking CBD after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report. Absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and Wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20.
Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Just a couple of days ago, I got called from called by a friend in Iowa who has a health food store who carries the CBD. In her store said she got raided by local police. Somebody in a Homeland Security badge, too. I was like, what is going on here in Iowa? And they confiscated all her CBD. To help us get to the bottom of this, we have an article linked up in the show notes at robertscoutbell.com, and I've reached out to our friends at CV Sciences. We got Josh Hendricks back on with us. Josh, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good, RSD. How's it going in Florida?
Well, it's good because I've got my sun hemp growing, but I wish it was the hemp you grow, but it's not there yet. But what I'm really upset about this happening, and, you know, we covered the Indiana issue, and now suddenly out of the blue in Iowa, they've raided a number of stores. I see no reference points in media, in Iowa even, over these raids. And I'm very suspicious about what might be happening there. In this article that we found at the Hemp Gazette, they say Iowa selects CBD manufacturer, Ohio publishes medical cannabis grower list. But specific to Iowa, it sounds like they're selecting only one monopolistic, access point that might not be ready till the end of 2018. And I'm thinking, there's something screwy going on here, Josh.
Yeah, and I'm just now seeing that article as well, thanks to you. But I think, to your point, and to the article's point, they keep referring to it as medical cannabis and medical CBD, and I'm not sure where they see hemp extracts falling into that. That's the issue we're having with all these states is, I tell people all the time, you can have CBD, the compound, as an isolated compound all you want. We're trying to make hemp extracts full spectrum hemp products. So, again, it's a situation where you got uneducated law enforcement officials that, to their credit, are just doing their job and doing what they're told. But I think it also opens up the door, much like it did in Indiana, for that education, for us to be able to have these conversations and say, look, hemp and hemp-derived CBD products are totally legal. You're talking about a product that has, less than 10% CBD in the full product, regardless of how many milligrams that is. So getting people to understand this as more of a botanical extract in terms of our products versus medical-grade CBD, which is isolated CBD, and then, they can take it, put it back into stuff, or they keep it isolated, is totally different. And regardless of how you look at it, it's non-psychoactive and certainly doesn't need to be, handled like they're handling it. It definitely doesn't need to be monopolized on the production side.
Yeah, I think, Josh, you need to visit Iowa and put them straight, because their Department of Health, Public Health, issued a notice of intent to award a manufacturing license to Med Pharma Iowa LLC for manufacturing cannabidiol. And again, to your point, though, they are referencing it in terms of medical cannabidiol. They say that this one manufacturer will be allowed to do it, and that means what? No CBD for anybody until December of 2018. I mean, this is messed up. They're not differentiating in the article. I don't know in terms of House File 524 expanding the state's previous very narrow medical cannabidiol program, but still, industrial hemp, dietary supplements, hemp extracts, I don't think that falls under medical cannabidiol.
We don't either, and we don't want it to. We're not trying to make medical claims. We're not trying to treat, cure, anything like that. It's really, we want people to look at this as a daily supplement, and getting people to think along those lines, getting legislators and law enforcement agencies to understand the difference has been hard. 2 years ago, the issue was they all thought it had THC in it, and we've seen time and time again, they've tested it for THC and realized, oh, okay, it doesn't have any THC. Y'all are good to go. Now it's, there's this CBD, this medical thing. Well, there's hundreds of other phytocannabinoids in our product, too, and nobody's claiming that CBG or CBN or any of those things are legal. So, I don't know where this goes. I think a lot of times I lean towards there's going to be restrictions put on the product. There's going to be amount of CBD per weight, which to me is ridiculous, but sometimes you got to make concessions. And I think, the concession that would allow all the products that are currently on the market to still exist, as long as they're derived from hemp and remain within those boundaries, is probably a good concession to make. I go back to the point of they can have the compound. We just want the full plan. And it's a terrible example, but tobacco was much the same. Mm-hmm. Pharmaceutical companies wanted nicotine, and the tobacco industry said, that's fine. We just want the plant.
Right.
And so making products out of the plant, they made cigarettes and dip and things like that, which has nicotine in it, but they didn't, outlaw the compound nicotine. So
right,
I think that's the fight we're in for.
The
fight we have in front of us. Yeah.
And Josh, they say that they're in Iowa, they're saying a maximum of 2 cannabidiol manufacturers will be able to operate in the state. It's interesting here because a lot of times we concern ourselves with federal prohibitions. We talked about what I perceive to be unconstitutional prohibition of a plant. I don't believe the federal government has been authorized to do that. That's why states have been nullifying the restrictions on cannabis, 29, almost 30 now,
right,
in the District of Columbia. But if the states now take a jurisdictional approach separate from the feds to restrict CBD, that becomes a little dicier, in my opinion, because they may have a constitutional authority to do that, but I don't know that they're intending to wipe out the dietary supplement market for it. But maybe they are. Maybe, again, does Big Pharma play a role here? And who is this person that they're interviewing from Med Pharma, Dr. Chris Nelson, that he would go in, I want a monopoly?
Well, and why would you limit your consumers to, two individual producers of that? I mean, that's the opposite of the free market America we all live in, right?
Yeah, the free market. Yeah. I think. Yeah, I'm with
you. If we went around every state and did that, then it would just be who's got the most money and who's greasing the most pockets.
Well, I think that is the case. In fact, and that's how it often happens. We've seen it with the attempts at the federal level with GW Pharma coming in with their cloned version of a consistent production CBD drug product. But that's fine if you want to do that, as long as you don't tell us on the federal level that we cannot have the plant, the whole plant with the CBD in it. And that's, again, that's the battle that's ongoing, because our government tends to like to centralize its power, and then they get lobbied, and they make lots of money. The people in government doing this, playing this game, going back and forth between the companies, if you will, or the industry they regulate, and then the regulators leave and become part of those companies, and they make good money doing it.
And that's where the problem lies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I think it's frustrating. It's enlightening to some degree to see at least people understanding that there are beneficial, benefits to the compound CBD. But then we have an uphill battle educating them that everybody says, well, CBD is illegal. Oh, that's okay, fine. I don't know where it says that, but I don't make CBD. I make hemp extracts. Or we make hemp extracts at CBD Sciences. And hemp extracts are a hemp-derived product. We believe hemp products to be legal, and we're going to fight for them to continue to be legal and be sold all throughout the country, especially in states like Iowa and Indiana, where people want an alternative to the rest of the, an alternative to help their health.
Right, correct. Now, there's a reference point to Ohio in this article. They say now 12 licenses have been approved for level one cultivars, along with the 12th recipient of a level two license, meaning that all cultivation licenses have now been issued. Now, are we talking about growing cannabis with THC in Ohio here, or is this a CBD reference point and more confusion?
No, that's a marijuana reference point, which in turn causes more confusion. Mm-hmm. For those two to be in the same article, I mean, nobody in Ohio is growing. Nobody's paying that money to get those licenses to grow stuff without THC in it. I'll put it that way.
Okay. So, but yeah, the way they lump it into a CBD article only causes more confusion, which I'm surprised, because Hemp Gazette, I thought they would want to clear that up. But again, maybe the news is coming so fast and furious they didn't even have time to differentiate appropriately. I think the media has to do a better job of clearly communicating. But as you've seen, Josh, in dealing with the mainstream media on these issues, they often don't know the definitions of the words they're using.
No, they're as confused as anybody, maybe more so than anybody, because they're hearing so many different things. And they're trying to put together a story. It'd be like me trying to write a story about how to cook. I don't know how to cook. I'd be using terms that I'd heard before and phrases that I'd heard before, but it might not make sense to a real professional chef. So, it's funny to read and funny to hear it, but that's what the consumers see. That's what they hear. And a lot of this is inciting unnecessary fear into the industry right now.
Oh, definitely. And remind me to not come over when you're cooking.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to do that.
But I enjoy going out with you to places that are providing us some good farm-to-table stuff, which is excellent. And, of course, as I grow and I get some more stuff, I got some potatoes coming in now. I've got some strawberries. You're welcome to come on over. We'll cook them up or eat the strawberries raw. We're good to go here.
I'd love to do that for sure. Yeah, but you don't want to come to my house. I'll give you some cereal, maybe a banana. I guess that's all I'm good for.
Okay, total bachelor. That is Josh Hendricks.
Yeah.
Now, Josh, were you just at the A4M conference in Las Vegas?
I was not. Stuart and some of our other team were out there. Your buddy Stuart Tonk.
Yeah.
I know he spoke, and we had some of our other group out there. I was out in San Diego last week for a Christmas party. I needed to get back to my normal time zone and try to settle in for a few weeks before I head back to California next month.
So, when you do a Christmas party and the company's making CBD, are people still drinking alcohol, or are they just doing CBD shots?
There was still a little bit of alcohol. Everybody was kind of let loose and enjoying the successful year we've had, despite the questioning of our product.
Yes, despite the obstacles, you're still here. You're still standing. I think Elton John made a song up about that. But I appreciate what you guys are doing so very much, and I appreciate you for taking a moment to join me and kind of clarify some of this. Are there any other events this year, or is there anything coming up early in the next year we should know about in CBD education or otherwise?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're cooling down for the holidays here, and we've just moved into our new facilities in San Diego. We got everything under one roof now, lab, warehouse, offices, sales. Everything is in one house, as we like to say. And once we settle into the new year, obviously, we're going to be ramping up our education, lots of webinars. I'm going to be traveling a lot, going into the different areas of the country and talking to different retailers and doing different consumer lectures. And then we'll always, as always, we'll have big lectures planned for Expo East and West and SoHo and MAHO and MPA Northwest and all the natural product shows around the country. So look forward to all those fun things.
Yeah, and I look forward. I've been invited again to speak on CBD at a health food store in Florida early February. So heads up, everybody, if you want to hear me do education on CBD too, which I'm loving, we'll be giving you that information. Just keep checking back at robertscottbell.com. And, of course, remember, our friends at CV Sciences so gracious to offer 15% off to Robert Scott Bell Show listeners. Enter the code RSB15. And, Josh, appreciate you so much. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Look forward to talking to you, having you on again real soon.
Hey, back to you. Thanks, man.
All right, next, Christmas trees made of what? Stand by. You're going to learn about it.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee, EASY66 to 85850.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Once again, remember, CB Sciences plus CBDOil.com. If you can't get it locally or if the cops have raided it on behalf of a monopoly domination of the marketplace in violation of your rights to access something, not because the Constitution says so, but because it's by virtue of your birth. Am I making it clear yet? Go to CV Sciences plus CBDOil.com. RSB15. RSB15 gets you 15% off. Thank you to Josh Hendricks once again. I can't wait to broadcast still in his field of hemp one day.
I know. You keep talking about that. It'll happen.
It'll happen. A field of dreams, a field of hemp. How about a field of Christmas trees? Now is that time, right? Are there any Christmas trees left? Is it too late? Are they selling out? Are they all done?
You know, that's one of the things about being here in Oregon. Uh-huh. It's like everybody else in the country, when you go to their Christmas tree lots, it's very, very common for them to have trees that have been shipped from Oregon because this is like the Christmas tree place of the country where it's a huge business here and there's never a shortage of Christmas trees ever.
I think a renewable resource, you could probably grow a Christmas tree in a year, in 1 year or less. I don't know how many years it takes for these trees to grow before they sell them. Probably two or three to get to a decent size. I'm guessing. Right. I'm not a Christmas tree farmer. But wouldn't it be cool to have a hemp Christmas tree? Wouldn't that? I think that would be the trend. Can we get that started? Is that a possibility?
Well, apparently somebody came up with that idea already. So I'm sorry. You dropped the ball. Your million-dollar idea is no longer yours.
But it's not real until Walmart sells it. Come on, you know.
Well, and that's the thing. The tree itself was not actually hemp. It was artificial. But this got a lot of people's attention. I actually saw this earlier in the week. I don't know if you've ever checked out the Walmart website, but they sell stuff kind of like Amazon, where it's like anybody can sell stuff on the Walmart website. And so they had this one product. It was a weed marijuana leaf Christmas tree.
What?
And yes, and it was for $250. You could get this Christmas tree, and it was made up of these fake cannabis leaves.
Oh my!
And it had ornaments and stuff on it. Kind of funny.
Yeah, and it wasn't real. It was like one of those plastic trees.
Yeah, it's an artificial tree for $250.
7 foot tall.
Yeah, and there's a website called Cannabist that we will use for show topics and stuff from time to time. They found it and the it went viral.
Oh,
I mean, people were just like, wow. Yeah. So suddenly Walmart gets wind of the fact that they're carrying a weed Christmas tree on their website, and unfortunately they pulled it.
Did not go over well with corporate. Apparently, it was. Are you telling me it wasn't Walmart selling it? Like somebody was using the Walmart.com to sell it?
Yes, from another, and they allow other companies to sell products on their website. Like I said, like Amazon does.
I like this description when it was up and before they took it down. This pot leaf Christmas tree will light up the room and play that stick song. Light up, everybody, and put your mind in the right headspace for holiday cheer. You'll be able to relax and giggle at the marijuana leaves and decorate it as you please. This alternative Christmas tree is perfect for personal top shelf life at home or as a medical dispensary decoration. Green wishes and happy holidays. Holiday haze.
Yeah,
yes. That's cute. And of course, it also comes with Cheech and Chong Christmas ornaments. No?
That would be appropriate.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you know what? I could see this as a perfect thing to go at a medical dispensary.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess for whatever reason, Walmart decided they might get some bad press on it. So they have pulled it. It's not available on Walmart.com anymore. But I believe you can still get it from the manufacturer.
Corporate wussies at Walmart.
I know.
Folks, CV Sciences has all the stocking stuffers you need of CBD. And I don't know if they're going to raid the post box yet in Iowa now that they're raiding health food stores for the monopoly that they want to set up for CBD in their state. But, hey, think about that. 15% off all of your stocking stuffers. Fill it with CBD, right? Topical ointments, if you will. And, of course, the capsules and gel caps and the liquids. I mean, I'm thinking that a CBD Christmas, wouldn't that be awesome?
Definitely. And like you said, go to CVC, or I guess it would be pluscbdoil.com.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And get your discount. That'd be a great gift.
I like it. Think about it.
I would like that gift. Absolutely.
Order now. Time for the holidays. You're running out of time. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Well, we're out of time this hour. We've got a lot more healing to go. Doc Newsom's scheduled to join us next hour from Organics. And the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Good news on the cancer front. And it relates to organic agriculture. Look out, folks. Here we go. The power to heal and grow. Food is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.